eastern Poland, where foreign forces have come and gone for centuries. Once again, the streets of Przemyśla echo, this time to the sounds of American boots. Sightseeing, but still a visible presence to reaffirm America's commitment to its allies. In Warsaw, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris confirmed the delivery of U.S. Patriot missile defense systems to Poland.
I am here, standing here on the eastern flank of NATO to reaffirm our commitment, the United States' commitment to Poland and our NATO allies. And there is no question that we stand united as it relates to many issues, and the particular issue of Ukraine.
Economic sanctions remain the main U.S. weapon for isolating Moscow and exacting a high financial price for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But as long as Russia controls the skies, Ukrainians pay with their lives. One volunteer sent the U.S. Vice President this message from the front.
What can I say to Mrs. Kamala Harris? I would say that the necessary condition to preserve global democracy is closing the sky to Russian aircraft. If you do this, there will be victory for democracy all over the world.
For now, the U.S. focus is on drawing a red line at Poland. The number of American troops in the country is in the thousands, levels not seen since World War II.
Now, this part of eastern Poland is under a high security alert, so we can't get out and film like we normally could. But the profile of this airport has become distinctly more military in recent weeks. Far more military aircraft taking off and landing, and far more military hardware on the ground.
The closest runway to the border with Ukraine is at Rzeszów Airport. There is no mistaking the American presence here. Once again in Europe, talk of armies, alliances, war, 19th century battle lines being drawn with 21st century weapons. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Rzeszów, Eastern Poland.